10-0 on the season, and their lineup looks like this. Allie Rouse is a 5'6 junior. Brooke Kissinger, 5'8 and a senior. Again, she will be playing basketball next year for the University of Illinois. Little sister Taylor Kissinger, a 5'11 freshman, will make the start. Jamie Kissinger, 5'9 and a senior. She'll be hitting and taking her basketball talents to the University of San Diego next year. So two Division I recruits making the starting lineup for a Class C1 team. And rounding out the starting lineup here for Whippets will be Rebecca Stewart. She is 5'10 and a sophomore for head coach Rick Cremosta. So a great combination of a couple of seniors that are a couple of the better girls basketball players in the entire state of Nebraska. And then you've got a freshman and a couple of sophomores out there as well. A sophomore, a junior, and a freshman rounding out the lineup here for the Minden Whippets. Now for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Kerrigan Ansbach, a 5'3 senior, will start with Megan Krychek. She is 5'8 and a senior. Emma Benton, 5'10 and a junior. Laura Lowry, 5'9 sophomore, will start for her dad. And Alexandria Machat, a 5'9 senior, making the start tonight for head coach James Lowry. We mentioned Grand Island Central Catholic comes in with a record of 2-3 on the season. They lost by 10 to Lincoln Lutheran to start the season, and then they had a comfortable win against Wood River, and then a 6-point win versus Sandy Creek. But then they traveled to St. Paul. Actually, they hosted St. Paul, a close ball game, 34-32, but St. Paul was able to come out on top on that one, and a 9-point win at Columbus SCOTUS for SCOTUS. So SCOTUS picks up the win. So right now, Grand Island Central Catholic playing a pretty tough schedule, really, whenever you travel to SCOTUS, and St. Paul's undefeated on the season. So the last two games have not been real easy matchups here for the Crusaders. That's certainly not going to be the case here tonight, as they will have their hands full with Minden, who is a perfect 5-0 and really have not been tested at all. These scores are extremely lopsided. They started the season with a win over Southern Valley, 66-20. They won in Ogallala, 76-25. They won in Lexington, a Class B school. They won that one 70-28. Broken Bow hasn't won a game yet this year, and it was 60-18. The Whippets picked up the win, and then last week a win over Aurora, 71-28. So Minden right now not only winning, but they have been winning big here in girls basketball. And again, that's kind of the expectation when you have a couple of Division I recruits on your starting lineup. So those are your starters here for both the Minden Whippets and for Grand Island Central Catholic. And we're just about ready to get things underway here as Minden will be taking a little break here for the national anthem. We'll take a break as well. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Whippets and the Crusaders. We'll do that right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6 school as the Whippets are getting set to tip things off here with the Crusaders. Crusaders right now are being introduced. They of course, in their baby blue uniforms with the darker blue numbers with a little white lettering and trim on there as well. And the Whippets will be in their home white uniforms. Of course, their major color that they'll have on display will be that familiar purple for the Whippets. So again, your hands are full if you're Grand Island Central Catholic with a pretty good basketball team. But it's an opportunity to get a little bit better as well. You don't get better playing teams that aren't going to be able to pressure you. And that is exactly what Rick Cremosta and the Whippets are going to be doing, as Coach Cremosta sending his team out into battle here as the starters are being introduced. Again, for Minden, it'll be Rouse, Kissinger, and Stewart. For the Whippets and for the Crusader, it'll be Allensbach, Krychek, Benton, Lowry, and Machat. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed Pregame Show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact them or a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And a pretty good crowd here for Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic, also traveling very, very well. The boys team just sitting off to our left here at this venerable old barn, C.L. Jones Middle School, one of the better venues for basketball around. Nice, spacious area. It still has that old time, that old school kind of feel here as both teams are shaking hands, getting ready to go out there. Taylor Kissinger will be doing the jumping here for the Whippets, and for the Crusaders, Emma Benton will do the chores. And we'll have jump ball of the game, and the tip is going to be controlled by Minden. The Whippets kick it up here very quickly to Rouse. Rouse gets it inside. Shot off the mark, no good for Stewart. And then coming down with the rebound is going to be Benton. So Benton is able to pull down that rebound after the miss. But then the steal. A steal here by Brooke Kissinger. And Brooke Kissinger with her first 2 points of the night as she makes the steal, and she's able to lay it up and in. And again, that familiar pressure here after a made basket, tipped pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Coming up with the steal here is Jamie Kissinger. Jamie's going to drive, and Jamie's going to lay it off the glass and in. So Jamie Kissinger with the steal and then the layup on the other end, and we got a timeout here for Grand Island Central Catholic. We've only played 39 seconds, a couple of turnovers, a couple of steals, and a couple of layups. It is 4-0, Grand Island Central Catholic. Trailing, and so they call the timeout. We'll take it with them, a 30-second timeout here. 7:21 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Minden. We're back after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After the inbounds, Machat gets the inbounds. She'll give it to Laura Lowry. Lowry gets it in the offensive zone for the first time and then loses the basketball. So they turn it over again to Grand Island Central Catholic, and quickly driving on that right side, but before putting up the shot, Kissinger was fouled, but that's before the shot on that right side. And that'll be Emma Benton. That'll be her first personal foul. Her first foul, team's first foul. And the Whippets will inbound it underneath their own basket here. Jamie Kissinger will toss it in. There's Taylor, and Taylor will hit a three. Thanks, big sis. So give Kissinger the assist to Taylor Kissinger for that on that inbounds play and stoking in the three. And the ball is loose, and it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow should be pointing to the Crusaders, and it is. And so a turnover averted there because the possession arrow is pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic. But now they'll inbound it just to the left to head coach James Lowry here for the Crusaders. Crusaders inbound it for Ansbach. Ansbach is working against some pressure here by Allie Rouse, and she's able to bring it across the timeline. Lost it, and she was the last to touch it. So Grand Island Central Catholic turns the ball over again, and that is really what they can do to you better than almost any team around. They can force those turnovers, four of them so far here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's a three on the left side for Taylor Kissinger. Same result as last time. Nothing but the bottom of the well. So Taylor Kissinger, just a freshman, two older sisters getting D1 scholarships. There's already talk that she's going to be getting one too. Grand Island Central Catholic facing some pressure. They're going to bounce pass it. It's going to be a turnover. Anspach was double-teamed, was trying to get it out to Lowry, and Lowry just couldn't find the basketball. So that pass was not a bad idea, just Lowry couldn't see it coming. Backdoor cut, and Kissinger's going to lay it up and in. Bounce pass to Rebecca Stewart to Taylor Kissinger, and Kissinger is able to stroke it in. Just a backdoor cut through the lane. And again, that pressure on here as Lowry faces that pressure, passes it over for Anspach, back to Lowry. She's got it up ahead here for Benton, and Benton will get it up, and in transition, we've got a block, but out of bounds. Brooke Kissinger with the block as they worked it down low to Megan Krychek. Krychek caught it, went strong to the basket, but Kissinger was there for the block, and it's out of bounds off of Minden, and the Crusaders will inbound after making a couple of substitutions. Kelsey Flaherty checks in, and she'll get the inbounds here. She's picked up defensively by Rouse, and we'll give it off between the circles for Samantha Mirovic. Mirovic gives it off left side, and Flaherty will fire a long three-pointer, and it goes out of bounds. That is the first field goal attempt of the game here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and it was about 8 feet behind the three-point arc. So Minden facing no pressure here. Brooke Kissinger will bring the offensive zone. Bounce pass up to the elbow to Rebecca Stewart. Back to Kissinger. Brooke will fire the three. It's an air ball. And the rebound is taken out of there by Rouse. So Rouse keeps the possession going. And the bounce pass through the lane. Kissinger trying to get it to one of her teammates. But they're going to say that that is a turnover. So Minden, for the first time tonight, turns it over. Now they're pressuring the basketball, of course. On the dribble here is going to be Mirovic. Mirovic gave it away, gets it back. Long pass up ahead. Shot in transition is up and good for Favola Seiler. So Seiler hits the shot, and a quick jumper on the left side. Missed by Minden in transition, but we've got a foul on the rebound. Grabbing the rebound and going right back up with it is Rebecca Stewart. So Stewart gets the offensive rebound after Minden has the miss. But the foul is going to be whistled on the gave it to Krychek. The free throw is short. So the foul on Krychek, her first. And everybody's directing traffic as it appears right now that Minden will go to a man-to-man defense here. 12-2 in the early stages. Free throws up and good. So one out of two from the free throw line there is Stewart, and it's now 13-2 with 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. Pass knocked loose, but able to track it down here is going to be Seiler. Seiler pass tipped around, and she's able to get the ball off here for Mirovic. Mirovic off of a screen, takes it to the baseline. She's shut off there by Stewart. Kicks it back out here for Emily Herbeck, and we're going to have a push. Well, they're actually going to call the hold on Brooke Kissinger. So she is called for the foul here, her first. And it is inbounded here for Flaherty. Flaherty, bounce pass on the left wing here for Lowry. Lowry gives it between the circles. Now right wing for Seiler. And they'll give it off there. Top of the key for Herbeck. Herbeck, a little penetration. Nice extra bounce pass. Shot off glass is no good on that right side. And Stewart is able to pull down the rebound after the Grand Island Central Catholic miss. So it's Brooke Kissinger with it. She'll fire a long three, and she hits the three. That is WNBA range right there. And she rattled it in. So again, the Whippets will put some pressure on. They're double-teaming the basketball. Lowry in a little bit of trouble, but they're able to get it off for Flaherty. Yep, they can't get it across the 10-second timeline in time. So that'll be another turnover here on Grand Island Central Catholic, forced by that defensive pressure. Six turnovers unofficially for Minden, and we played just a shade over 4 minutes of basketball. In the lane with it, Stewart. Stewart's going to kick it out for Kissinger, and Brooke will fire the three and hit the three. Pass from one wing into the lane, back out to the other wing, and an open look there for Kissinger, and it's 19-2. And we're going to have a jump ball. The ball is knocked loose, and the possession arrow is pointing to Minden. So that will be a Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. And again, unofficially, that is their seventh. Grand Island Central Catholic, one out of three from the field. Minden is 7 of 9, including 4 for 4 from behind the arc. Out for Minden, going to be Rebecca Stewart. Checking in and inbounding the, I actually didn't see who came in. It was, we'll check it here in just a moment. Pass on the right side. Jamie Kissinger is able to stroke into three off the inbounds play. Now Jamie will put a little pressure on the ball at midcourt and nearly over and back. It's tipped around and Kissinger is able to come up with it. So Jamie Kissinger with the steal tries to pass it up ahead and she leads her sister Taylor a little bit too far and that'll be a Minden turnover. Ran out of court there. Lobbed it up ahead, but it hit the baseline. 3:11 to go, quarter number one. In for Minden now is going to be Addie Woodard. So Woodward will check in here. Ball fake. And they'll inbound the basketball. And Kissinger with the steal. Extra pass inside, buckets up and good. Jamie Kissinger with the bucket. Taylor Kissinger is the one who came up with the steal. And she deserves an assist as well. They get the ball to Machat. Machat now gives it left side. Lowry is across the timeline. She's double-teamed, passes tipped, and tracking down that loose ball is going to be Jamie Kissinger. And Jamie with another steal. Shot on that left side, but an extra step there for Brooke Kissinger, and she'll turn the ball over. 2:41 to go here. Quarter number one, all Minden, 24-2. And again, they're facing that full court pressure. That's just that. I don't know if they're going to make the 10-second line anyway. So Grand Island Central Catholic will lose the ball back here to the Whippets. They'll get it to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke gives it left side for Jamie. And now at the elbow for Stewart. Backdoor cut for Kissinger and a layup good for Brooke Kissinger. Again, that entry pass right at the free throw line and then a hard cut. And it turns into another easy basket. And now the steal. Stewart with the steal. Stewart with the drive, and she gets the bucket. So the steal and the bucket and another timeout here for Grand Island Central Catholic. It's Minden 28, Grand Island Central Catholic 2 with 2:06 to go in quarter number one. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a Bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, to say that it's all been Minden would be somewhat of an understatement. It is 28-2 here as the Whippets on their home floor will continue to do what they do, and that is that full court pressure here as they're running the zone. After that made basket, the Crusaders can run the baseline and do. Machat gets it in, right back out here for Ansbach. Ansbach in the corner, long pass on that left side, and it's going to be intercepted by Jamie Kissinger. So Jamie Kissinger comes up with it, still has the dribble, will kick it on the baseline for Taylor Kissinger, and Taylor Kissinger will stroke in another bucket. And again, the shooting percentage is astronomical, 12 of 14 for Minden here in the first quarter. Minute 39 to go, they're pressuring again. Passes up ahead here from Machat. Machat gets it up, and there's Benton. She's going to get a layup. Well, they broke the press and get a layup out as a result. And again, that was a nice bit of dribbling there for Ansbach. That's really where the play was made, about 70 feet away from the basket. Pass in the lane, kick out on the right side. Three-pointer up and good for Jenna Denny. So Denny getting in the game as well. and getting in the act of scoring. Pass for Flaherty. Flaherty's able to get it up ahead here from Machat. Machat is shut down there by Stewart. 5 second count going on. And they'll get the ball back out between the circles. Here's going to be Flaherty. Flaherty standing near midcourt. She's picked up there defensively by Jenna Denny. And Denny was staying right with her. Now the dribble on the right side. 5 second count going on as Anspach goes all the way down to the baseline. But they're going to call a little checking fan, a little hand check there on Addie Woodard. So Addie Woodward will pick up her first foul. Two team fouls apiece here with 42.2 to go. First quarter, 33-4. Minden with lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Coming up with that loose ball is Woodward. So Grand Island Central Catholic with another turnover. Dump on the left side. And here's an open three. Good for Brooke Kissinger. Bucket in transition. And the Kissinger girls don't miss too many of those. There's Stewart. She makes the steal. Gets it to the elbow. She'll kick it off on that left side. And a little penetration. Here's Jamie Kissinger. A rare... for Grand Island Central Catholic, but then got tied up. But they will maintain possession here as the possession arrow pointing to Crusaders. 9 seconds left, and we're going to have a reaching foul whistled on the Whippets. Coming from behind and committing the foul is going to be Woodward, I believe. Nope, they're going to call a block and not the reach. So with that, it'll be on number 40, Jamie Kissinger. So Jamie Kissinger commits the foul here. And they throw in the backcourt. 4 seconds left with the dribble. Anspach. Anspach, top of the key. Can't get the shot off because right in her grill was Addie Woodward. And so that'll do it for one quarter of play. And the Minden Whippets with a 36-4 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic in girls basketball. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze. 94.5.
And welcome back here to C.L. Jones Middle School as Minden leads it 36-4 at the end of one quarter of play on our sister station. Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now, Ravenna leading Gibbon in girls basketball 27-6. That is at the end of one. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic in Hastings, and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Minden first possession of the second quarter, and they put up a quick little jumper on the right wing. It is off the mark, and coming out with the rebound here is going to be Anspach. So Anspach pulls down the bound after that missed three by Minden, and in the offensive zone are the Crusaders. Little drive here by Krycek, but she is going to be shut off there by Rouse, and the pass is going to be knocked away by Kissinger and out of bounds. So Jamie Kissinger couldn't come up with that. But the Crusaders will just allow it to go out of bounds, and they'll inbound it here to Alexandria Machat. And Machat picked up by Rebecca Stewart, so a couple of post players top of the circle. And now the pass on the inside. Stepping up there is Benton, and Benton has it stolen away. Coming up with the steal there is going to be Jamie Kissinger. She comes up with the steal. Pass is going to go out to Brooke Kissinger in transition, and she'll hit a three. Brooke Kissinger stroking in that three. She's got 16 points. Taylor Kissinger has 10. And there's 26 of the 39 here for Minden. Kick back out. Here's a three banked in for Machat. So Machat will bank in a three-pointer. And on the right side, quick little jumper up and good for Stewart. So Stewart, they entered it in very quickly to her, and she's able to just power that one up. Dribbling around here is going to be Einspach. Einspach gets it on the baseline for Lowry. She's shut off, so she'll kick it out here for Machat. Machat could, again, try that bank top of the key three, but instead she kicks it off on the left side, and the shot is going to be blocked there by Brooke Kissinger. And then we got a foul on the rebound. Brooke Kissinger came up with the block, and then a foul on the rebound there. And that will be Jamie Kissinger committing the foul. That'll be her second. So to the line to shoot a couple of free throws here is going to be Laura Lowry. Lowry will have two. And the first one is up and good. So it's now 41-7. Flaherty, Herbeck, and Morovec all checking in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Second free throw is on the way, and that too is good. So a couple of made free throws there. Those were Krychek, actually. Pass on the left side. Brooke Kissinger will stroke in a long deuce. She had her foot on the line over there in the corner. So it's going to be 43-9. Dribbling on the right side. Sadie Goering and facing a little bit of pressure. Grand Island Central Catholic just turned the ball over. Pass to the elbow, cutting through there. Stewart had it, kicked it out. Now here's the long three. Good for Brooke Kissinger. Again, that inside-out game. They actually kicked it to the elbow, down to not quite in the paint with the low post, and then kicked right back out to Kissinger, who caught it facing the basket and was able to drain the shot. So the Crusaders will work the ball now inside. Nice little dump pass inside for Flaherty. Flaherty with the drive won't fall as Grand Island Central Catholic misses the deuce. Kissinger comes out with it, and on the dribble here is Jamie Kissinger, and Jamie actually lost the ball. Coming up with that loose ball is going to be Goring for the Crusaders, and they'll give it off on the left side. Three-pointer will not fall here for Flaherty. And so Kissinger is going to drive, has it kind of stripped away. She lost the basketball, so she missed that one after she pulled down the rebound on the other end of the court. So Grand Island Central Catholic will have possession. They get it in the offensive zone. Herbeck dribbles through the lane, kicks out left wing, and about a 16-foot jumper up and good here for Morovec. So that's a nice piece of basketball there. And then very quickly, Minden is going to get it in the lane. And we're going to have a little hold called on the Crusaders. The foul is going to be on Herbeck. That'll be her first personal foul. And Allie Rouse is going to go line. She's going to have a couple of free throws. 4:25 to go. Second quarter, 46-10. Free throw rolls around, and is good. So Rouse brings that one home, and it'll be a 36-point lead here for the Minden Whippets. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' game for you right here on the Breeze, 94.5, about 20 minutes after conclusion of the girls' game. Second free throw by Rouse is up and good. You know, the Kissinger girls are going to get a lot of headlines, but there's a lot of that supporting cast here for Minden. They lead it 47-11, 4:25 to go. And on the dribble here for Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be Ansbach. Ansbach working against pressure here by Woodward. And Woodward is able to force the turnover, kind of pinned it on the leg, and that'll be an extra step there. I thought when they blew the whistle, I thought it was going to be a foul. I thought it was clean, but I thought that's what they were going to call. They called it a walk because it was pinned to her leg. Woodward has it on the left side, a little 2-3 zone right now for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the skip pass, Woodward will step into a quick little jumper, and it's up and good. Addie Woodward will stroke in about a 17-foot jumper. And across the timeline is going to be Onspach. Onspach gave it away. Now a little penetration here by Krychek. Krychek, little floater outside the lane, is short. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Jamie Kissinger. So Jamie comes up with a rebound, still has a dribble, drives the lane, shot won't fall. And coming up with a rebound is Grand Island Central Catholic. Great effort down low as that rebound was taken out of there by Benton. So we have a couple of misses, and now the ball is knocked loose, and we're going to have a jump ball situation, and possession arrow is pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic with 3:18 to go. It is 50-10 here in the second quarter. Ball inbounded here for Onspach. Onspach, a little ball fake, working against that pressure by Addie Woodward, and they'll give it top of the circle here for Krychek. Krychek with the dribble on the right wing here for Onspach. Onspach dribbles, stops, tries to pass it through the lane, and that's going to be another Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. Coming up with the steal is going to be Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger will drive, kick out here for Woodward, and then back out for Brooke Kissinger, and that bounds. That will go out of bounds. So the basketball is going to belong here to Grand Island Central Catholic. And they'll bring it into the offensive zone. Not facing much pressure until they get there. They've called off the dogs a little bit and have the Whippets. They were really tenacious with that press in the first quarter. And now they're just picking it up at half court. Ball went out of bounds, and the Crusaders will still maintain possession here. Onspach has it top of the circle, drives, little floater, back of the iron, no good. And the rebound taken out of there again by Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger will pass it up ahead, and Rebecca Stewart's going to lay it up and in. So Stewart is able to get the bucket after that long pass by Kissinger, who got the rebound. Directing traffic with the basketball, top of the circle is Machat. Machat, right wing, gives it for Onspach. Minden going man-to-man on that left wing with it, Machat. Top of the circle here for Onspach. Onspach off of the screen, tries a little give and go, and it's going to be a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. Coming up with the steal is going to be Kissinger, and Kissinger a pass up ahead here for Stewart. So Stewart will hit the bucket after Kissinger was able to get that loose ball on the other end. Kick on the right side, bank shot, no good from a shot. Long rebound, Grand Island Central Catholic can't come up with it. And I think they're going to call a foul here on Kissinger. Yep, they will on Brooke Kissinger. That is her second foul. Minute and a half to go here before halftime. Don't forget, we'll have the Allen Superstore Halftime Report coming up here in just a little bit, in 90 seconds. Far sideline inbounding here for the Crusaders is going to be Kelsey Flaherty. And Flaherty between the circles here from Rovick. Back to Flaherty in the lane. Shot over the top of Stewart. Shot won't go, but an offensive rebound rolling around. It just won't fall here for Mirovec, and then another offensive rebound. And that's Herbeck, who's able to come up with the rebound and the bucket. And in transition down low, Rebecca Stewart is able to get the bucket. So we just answer a couple of nice quick runs here. And now on the right side in transition, jumper no good for Saylor. And pass up ahead here after the miss. Stewart got the rebound. Now they'll kick it out. Here's the long three on the right side for Minden. It's no good for Rouse. And the rebound is taken out of there by Herbeck. Herbeck's going to drive, lost the basketball. And here comes Minden after the turnover, and then they turn it over. A little bit too high of a dribble there for Brooke Kissinger. So Minden turns it over. Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over. And the scoreboard right now reads 56-12. Minden with the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic with 34 seconds to go here before halftime. And the Crusaders will get the basketball here. Flaherty, give it off left wing here from Machat. Machat facing some pressure there by Rouse. And they'll give it between the circles here. Now right wing. And in trouble momentarily was Herbeck. Herbeck dribbles up to the elbow. She is shut off nicely there by Jamie Kissinger. And then we're going to have a block that's going to be whistled on Allie Rouse. That's now six as a team on the Whippets. So with 13.5 to go, Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound it. Crusaders bring it across the timeline. Flaherty's playing the point, and a pass on the right side is knocked out of bounds by Brooke Kissinger with 8.5 to go. So now the Crusaders are actually going to line up here for an inbounds play and maybe thinking they're coming up with something where they look to score. They're going to have to move it quickly. They get it in the backcourt. They get it off on the left wing. A little penetration. Jump stop here by Machat. She'll give it top of the circle here for Flaherty. Flaherty lost it. It's tipped around, and the buzzer will sound. We'll head to the locker rooms. Minden with a 56-13 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic, as it's been all Whippets since the beginning of the game. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you stop and shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every single day. Why would you shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We are at halftime, 56-12. Minden, no problem in girls basketball, leading Grand Island Central Catholic here at intermission. And, of course, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have the boys' game. And kind enough to talk to us and kind of set the stages, new Minden head basketball coach Aaron Martin. And, Coach, really appreciate you taking some time and coming up and talking to us.
Oh, you bet, Randy. We're excited. It should be a tough one for us. We're excited to throw the balls out.
Yeah, both of you have the same record. And you kind of mentioned that, you guys are 3-1, but kind of felt like you've won ugly. But, hey, you've won.
Yeah, we'll certainly take it at this point, but we very easily could be 0-4 with a few bounces of the ball the wrong way. So we're happy to be where we're at, but we got to clean a lot of things up, especially against a good team like GICC.
But obviously you don't want to play with your food and then be played down to some teams that you thought you could handle. But the nice thing is you kind of have figured out a little bit on how to win those tight ball games, and you may very well face a tight ball game tonight.
Absolutely. We faced a lot of pressure and some tough situations, and I think our kids have kept their composure, and that's hopefully, you know, going to pay some dividends down the road for us. But we have played to the level of our competition, which is a bad thing if you're playing less of competition. Hopefully we continue to do that tonight, though, because this is definitely a step up from some other teams that we played.
So. Yeah, Grand Island Central Catholic brings a lot to the table. I guess the first name you kind of think of is Johanna Gaifon. It really kind of seems to be the focal point of their offense a little bit. What kind of problems does he possess for you guys?
Obviously, he's a matchup issue. He's so strong and very good. Great hands inside. He's really patient on scoring against double and triple teams, I've noticed on film. Their offense runs through him, 60-70% of the time, whether he's shooting or dishing out to somebody else. We've got to find a way to get bodies to him. Hopefully, we've got Mitchell Muller inside with a little bit of size, not quite as big as Johanna. So hopefully, we'll start out on him, maybe throw some zone at him and see how things work out.
There's a couple of different ways. One of them is make sure he doesn't get the ball, and that's really to try to pressure the ball. Is that part of the game plan? Is that the game plan?
Oh, I don't know that we're going to try to completely deny out front. We're kind of more of a pack team than we are pressure, but obviously we want him to get as few touches as possible, but that's sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah. So offensively, obviously you like to play that defense and get a steal and a layup on the other end, but when you're in the half-court set, what sort of things do you like to do?
We're kind of looking for an identity right now. We haven't shot the ball tremendously well any of our first four games, so hopefully we can establish that. But we've been getting a lot of good drives to the hole. We've missed a lot of bunnies our first couple games, so hopefully that's cleaned up now.
Well, and again, you come in 3-1. Your one loss is against the defending state champion in Class C2, Southern Valley. And that's a tough way to get kind of started here. But then wins against Ogallala, Lexington, Aurora. Those are teams that traditionally are pretty athletic. I mean, again, you kind of feel like maybe you could have played better in those games, but you're certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. I think after the Southern Valley game, then starting with Ogallala, our competition is kind of amped up a little bit each game. And we've matched that, so hopefully we can continue to do the same here.
Speaking with Aaron Martin, the head boys basketball coach here at Minden, the Whippets will be playing host to the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and boys basketball coming up here in a little bit. Halftime of the girls' game, it's 56-12 in favor of the Whippets. And you need some kissing your boys is what you need.
That'd be great. I have to talk to Brian and Amy about that.
Well, not in time to help you out this year, that's for sure. What do you really kind of see as the key tonight when you take on a team like Grand Island Central Catholic? You want to slow down Johanna, but
sure. They're always going to be well coached, and they continue even switching over to Tino this year. They continue a lot of the same thing that Coach Dick Gavers did. They're going to play great fundamental defense, going to pressure the ball, be real physical. We've got to take care of it, number one. And then on defense, we can't give up easy buckets. That's kind of the biggest thing. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give up easy buckets.
A little bit different dynamic for you. I mean, Tino comes in as the new head coach, but Bill Gabers is gone. Shannon Lovin, now the head football coach, he's still on your bench. How has that transition worked? You and him kind of flipping roles?
Oh, I think it's been great. There hasn't been a lot of new things for the kids to learn. We changed up something as a personnel, but the kids are familiar with terminology and they know all our staff. We haven't really shifted that much. So.
Yeah, it doesn't really change except what would have changed anyway, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Are you finding it comfortable? I mean, you've been around long enough.
Sure.
and everything.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're still kind of searching for identity and what kind of team we're going to be, whether we're going to be able to press or whether we're going to have to sit back in zone and go half-court man. We'll get that figured out in the next few games and kind of figure out which way direction we want to head after the break.
Yeah, well, and that's a nice thing. After this week, you got a little time that you can kind of fine-tune things a little bit. Hey, Coach Martin, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, Randy.
All right, Aaron Martin, the head boys basketball coach here at Minden. The Whippets will play host to the Crusaders here in a little bit at halftime of the girls' game, 56-12. Minden with the advantage, and we'll be back with more of the halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Minden. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. And with Christmas right around the corner, one-stop shopping, very important. Also, they'll beat any competitor's ads and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street. In Hastings. Real quick, here's the numbers for the Minden Whippets. Lean the way. Brooke Kissinger with 21 points. Rebecca Stewart has 11. Taylor Kissinger with 10. Jamie Kissinger, 7. Jenna Denny stroked in a three-pointer. She's got 3 points at halftime. Addie Woodward has 2. And Allie Rouse also with 2 points here at intermission. For the Grand Island Central Catholic Lady Crusaders, leading the way for them so far here in the ball game. Pretty balanced scoring. For the Crusaders, Emily Herbeck's got 2, Siler's got 2 for Megan Krychek, Samantha Morovic with 2, Emma Benton with 2, and Laura Lowry with 2 points. Leading scorer with 3 is Alexandra Machant. She has a 3-pointer so far here in the ball game. And you've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Shooting so far here in the game, 9 of 13 from the three-point line for Minden. They are 17 of 13 from the field as a whole. And so that's pretty good shooting, whereas Grand Island Central Catholic is only 5 of 13. Minden as a team, 22 of 30 from the field in the game. And we've got a foul after the inbounds play here as the third quarter will start with the Whippets having the basketball. And the foul is going to be whistled on the Crusaders, Megan Krychek. And so that'll be first foul of the second half here for the Crusaders. On the dribble is going to be Kissinger. Kissinger will kick it out for, wow, what a great shot, rattling it in there by Brooke Kissinger. So Brooke strokes in the 3 after her big sister Jamie was able to kick it out to her. Little 2-1-2 zone here for Minden. Actually, 2-3 zone as they flatten it out. And we're going to have a kick. Trying to pass it out through there. It's going to be kicked by Allie Rouse. So that'll be still possession of Grand Island Central Catholic here. So the Crusaders inbound the ball. And they'll face that pressure. Ansbach pass on that right side. And again, it's going to be another kick this time by Brooke Kissinger. So 59-12, and that new running clock rule is in effect here in the second half as clock was running even though the ball was out of bounds. On the dribble, Machant on the baseline. Shot's going to be blocked, and coming up with it after making the block is Jamie Kissinger. And so she'll bring it in the offensive zone. Three-pointers up and good as Brooke Kissinger strokes in another 3. As they kick it back around, and just that quickly, they're up by 50, 62-12. Pass to the elbow. They give it to Machant. Machant on the left side. Her shot is off the rim and no good. Rebound fought for, and coming up with it, it's tipped out to Machant. Machant will put in the putback. So she is able to make the putback after she missed the other. And we're going to have a foul on the reach here. That's going to be on Rebecca Stewart. A little reaching foul there, and that'll be her first foul, team's first foul of the second half. 62-14. Kick on the left side. Machant will dribble down to the baseline. She has her shot blocked there by Stewart. Kissinger is able to save it, flip it up ahead to her sister Brooke. Brooke's going to drive. Brooke's going to head to the line as she was hit on the arm. So Kissinger with the block. came up with the rebound, was able to flip it up ahead, and in transition, Brooke Christinger was fouled, so she's going to go line and have a couple of free throws. The infraction will be whistled on Laura Lowry, and the free throw by Kissinger is no good. 62-15. Again, it's weird to see a running clock in high school basketball, but that's a new rule this year. 63-14. Very similar to the 35-point rule in high school football that's been around for a while. Same concept. Pass in the lane. That's a nice pass. And Krycek can't hit the shot as Ansbach was able to get it. And Krycek wasn't able to hit the shot. And now a three in transition by Kissinger. Shot won't fall. And the putback nearly in, but there is a foul on the play. So Jamie Kissinger was able to get the offensive rebound, and now she'll head to the line after Michotte was whistled for the foul. And the free throw was no good. So Jamie Kissinger will have another free throw here with the Whippets leading at 63-14. One of the downsides of this running clock is it's less opportunity for the JV players. Second free throw is no good for Kissinger. Rebound tracked down in that far corner by Mrovec, and they'll get it off here for Flaherty. Jumper on the left wing here for Herbeck. Herbeck shot's no good. Ball is on the ground, and I think we're going to get a timeout. Yep, coach got the timeout. Nicely done there by James Lowry, getting the timeout here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They trail it 63-14 with 3:21 to go in the third quarter. It'll be Crusader ball when we come back after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Inbounding here for the Crusaders is going to be Flaherty. She's on the baseline, and she finds a little cutter. Shot's going to be blocked by Kissinger, though, into the hands of Herbeck, and now Herbeck is going to go to the line. Well, Jamie Kissinger had another block in there, but then on that loose ball, call for the foul. Actually, they're going to give it to Taylor Kissinger. We'll give her the foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Herbeck. Herbeck's free throw was off the mark and no good. But she has one more shot at it here. Second free throw was up and good. So 2:40 to go here. Third quarter, 63-15. Penetration here by Kissinger, trying to get it down low for Rebecca Stewart. And Stewart saved it off one of the Crusaders and out of bounds. So Jamie Kissinger trying to connect with Stewart. And they did at least enough to maintain possession. And they get an easy look on the inbounds. Kissinger gets it to Stewart. And Stewart will get the bucket. It opened up in there. Somebody missed an assignment there, as that was way too easy for Stewart. On the dribble here for the Crusaders, going to be Flaherty. Flaherty in a little trouble. Gives it off on the right side. Penetration now by Ansbach. And it's stolen away. Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over. And in transition, losing the basketball is going to be the Whippets. But it's still going to be Jenna Denny with the basketball. She was not the last to touch it as it went out of bounds. Now she's got the inbounds, and she'll kick it off on the left side for Kissinger. A long three-pointer for Jamie. It won't go, and an offensive rebound is up and good for Jamie Kissinger. So Jamie Kissinger is able to make that putback. And Herbeck will kick it off on the right side. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken out of there by the Whippets. So the Whippets will work it back around here. Jamie Kissinger will fire a three and hit the three. So Jamie Kissinger strokes in the three-pointer, and it's 70-35. We've got right at a minute to go here, and Grand Island Central Catholic throws the ball away. Near midcourt, they were just trying to deal with that double-team pressure. After they get it across midcourt, they get double-teamed, and just as the pass was being made there by Anspach, the person she was throwing it to decided to cut, and just a bad timing there. On the drive, Kissinger, shots up and good. They dumped it in underneath. As that's going to be Emily Malcolm with her first bucket of the ball game. So Malcolm gets the bucket there. And in transition, Grand Island Central Catholic will put up the three. And Seiler gets the offensive rebound and bucket. So nice job there by Seiler as she makes the putback. After Grand Island Central Catholic missed that first bucket. On the drive, ball knocked loose and trying to tie it up. There was Flaherty. Flaherty trying to come up with it. Couldn't quite. Possession arrow is pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic. But time will expire. With that running clock, time expires here as the Whippets now lead Grand Island Central Catholic. It's 72-17. And we'll be back right after this timeout.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer...
And welcome back here.
The Breeze.
Welcome back. Quickly inbounding is Grand Island Central Catholic, and it is stolen away by Josie Madsen. Madsen with the steal, and she's able to lay it up and in. So Minden now leads it 74-17, but on the other end of the court, we do have a foul, so at the free throw line, for a couple of shots here is going to be Anspach, and her free throw is rolling around and good. First one's good, and that clock's still running here. We got 7 minutes to go in the game unless somebody calls a timeout, because even though we're shooting free throws, it's ticking down here with our score 74-18. Second free throw is also good. So nice job of shooting there, is making a couple of free throws. The Whippets bringing in Lily Steen. Steen is able to get the ball back out here for Woodward. Woodward on the dribble. Nice little dribble by Woodward. Runner in the lane, a little bit too strong. Gets her own offensive rebound, and she'll dribble out with it. So after the miss, she's able to get the putback and then the offensive rebound. Dribbling on the right side here, Jenna Denny. Denny on her way to the basket was fouled well before a shot. That's only going to be the fourth foul whistled on the Crusaders here in the second half. First personal foul on Anspach. And so to toss it in here is going to be Herbeck for the, or check that, it's going to be Madsen for the Whippets. And that inbounds is going to be tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Minden. So the Whippets will inbound underneath their own basket, and they find Jenna Denny open on the right side. Her jumper is no good, but an offensive rebound on that far side, and now driving on the right wing is going to be Denny, and now Denny will head to the line. Want to give credit on that far side to Lily Steen, who pulled down that offensive rebound. She was able to get it off to Denny, and now Denny will have the opportunity to shoot a couple of free throws. The foul, by the way, on Sadie Goring. And the free throw is good. So we're at 5:08 to go. And by the way, Ravenna is leading in girls basketball 38-14 over Gibbon on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Free throw is missed, so the Crusaders have the basketball. Lowry in the offensive zone gives it top of the circle here for Herbeck. Herbeck's going to drive and has her shot blocked. Malcolm with the block here. And in transition, Woodward is going to hand the ball off. They'll give it off on the right side. A little drive here by Herbeck. Herbeck bounce pass is going to be stolen away. Benton is able to make the steal here for the Crusaders. And they've got the ball back. Quick jumper in transition. Won't fall for Lowry. And the rebound taken out of there by Denny. Get it out here for Madsen. Madsen passes it back to Denny. Jenna Denny from 15 feet away is going to make the shot. Jenna Denny strokes in the shot. And they call a quick little timeout just to make the transition here to bring in some players. And again, the officials kind of allow that because of the running clock. And again, they're going to make wholesale substitutions here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Clock still running here. 3:40 to go in the ball game. 77-19. Midden with the lead. And GICC with the basketball. Ansbach tries to make a bounce pass through traffic there. Good idea, but not going all the way through there was Flaherty, and that's going to turn into a Grand Island Central Catholic turnover. Pass on the right wing through the hands of one of the Whippets and out of bounds. So that will be a turnover. 3 minutes to go here. Dribbling on that far side, losing the ball, but then tracking it down is Mirovic. Mirovic is able to get the ball back here for Cherokee. Reinhardt checked in. Reinhardt throws it inside. Shot won't fall here for Krajicek. And we've got a foul on the rebound. So Krajicek is able to pull down the rebound, and it's GICC ball, and a quick jumper on that right side won't fall for Lowry as it's still being tipped around and drilling out with it. Snagging the bound is going to be Ansbach. Ansbach gets it after a couple of misses here, and now we got a foul on the drive. That will be a hold on Marissa Weaver. That's just going to be her first. So Ansbach will go line. She's going to shoot a couple. Free throw rolls around and is good. 2:05 to go here. 77-20. Minden with the lead. And Grand Island Central Catholic with one more free throw coming up here. And a couple of nice little shots by Kerrigan Ansbach. Pass on the left side here for Janae Bordeaux. She'll get it off here for Weaver. Back to Weaver. Bordeaux now gets it on that left side as the Crusaders shifting around. Pretty good pressure there by Jordan Kearns-Schneider, checked in a little bit ago. And now on the dribble, Minden turns it over. In for the Crusaders going to be Sadie Goring. Minute 15 to go. Crusaders are across the timeline. Goring on the dribble. And a little backdoor cut, not closely guarded, so she's able to get it out here for Flaherty. Flaherty's going to fire a three-pointer. It is good and saved momentarily. Great hustle there by Cherokee Reinhardt. And her save actually goes off one of the Whippets, so give Reinhardt credit for a nice little hustle play here. Inbounded, shot no good for Reinhardt. Reinhardt battling to get the rebound, and there is a whistle in underneath. And that will be a foul whistled on the Whippets with 35 seconds to go. And at the free throw line will be Sadie Goring for the front end of a 1-1. Actually, they're going to say that she was in the act of shooting. So she missed the first one. She's got one more coming up here. They put up 1-1, then they changed their mind. 10 seconds to go. 77-22. Whippets with the basketball. Passing back around the perimeter. Crusaders knock the ball loose. 2 seconds left. Flaherty comes up with a ball, and that is your final whistle. Your final score, 77-22. Minden remains undefeated on the season. They are now 6-0, and the Lady Crusaders now fall to 2-4 on the season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. That's coming up right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Of course, this is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord Storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Again, this one is a final 77-22, as from the very beginning of the game, this one was controlled by the Minden Whippets. In fact, at the end of the first quarter, it was 36-4. And so that one was pretty much in the bank after one quarter of play. And again, that pressure by Minden really making life miserable for Grand Island Central Catholic in that first quarter. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Minden, who, as we mentioned, now 6-0 on the season. Leading the way for them was Brooke Kissinger unofficially. I had her with 28 points on the night, including hitting 7 3-pointers. So she finished with 28 points, 21 of those coming from behind the arc. Rebecca Stewart with 13 points on the night. 12 for Jamie Kissinger, 10 for Taylor Kissinger, Jenna Denny with 6, Addie Woodward with 2, Josie Manson with a couple of points, and Allie Rose with 2, Emily Malcolm also with 2 points here in the ballgame. And unofficially rebounding, Jamie Kissinger leading the way with 7 rebounds, and Rebecca Stewart with 3 rebounds. Unofficially shooting from the field, 69.8% for Minden for the game. And unofficially from three-point range, I had them 12 of 18 for about 67%. And that is going to win you a lot of basketball games. But again, one of the reasons why they were able to do that so effectively is because they were able to force so many turnovers. And we'll get back to that theme here in just a few moments. For the Crusaders, who, as we mentioned, now fall to 2-4 on the season, they were led in scoring today. Very balanced scoring, but not a lot of it, unfortunately, for the Crusaders. Alexandria Machat finished with 5 points. Favola Seiler with 4. Emily Herbeck, 3. Kerrigan Ansbach with 3. Samantha Morovic, 2. Emily Benton with a couple of points. Laura Lowry with 2. And Sadie Goldring with 1 point here in the ball game. And unofficially rebounding, leading the way, Emily Herbeck. She had 3. And Favola Seiler finished with 2 rebounds here in the game. And again, some stats that we can kind of compare for you. Grand Island Central Catholic was 7 of 23 from the field shooting the basketball. 7 of 23, so they're shooting under about 30% or so, while Minden was 30 of 43 in the game. 43 shots, a huge number, but hitting 30 of them, including going 12 of 18 from behind the arc. That's a huge night offensively here for Minden. And, again, turnovers, the big story to get things started here. And unofficially, I had it 23-8, the advantage of Minden in terms of turnovers in the ball game. So, again, that hot shooting here for Grand Island Central – excuse me, for Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic field goal shooting is about 30% in the game, right at 30%. And for the Whippets, well, the Whippets shooting just absolutely lights out, right at 70% for the game. So an outstanding effort tonight for the Whippets, who now move on to 6-0 on the season. Coming up next for them, they will travel in a couple of days to Phillipsburg, Kansas, and then after that they will take some time off, and then they'll be in the Holy Holiday Tournament. So they will travel to Phillipsburg on the 21st, and I have to break out my calendar here to say that would be Saturday night. So Saturday they'll wrap up the first half of the season, in a sense, before they get to that Christmas break with a trip to Phillipsburg, Kansas. And Phillipsburg don't have their record, so not sure exactly how they're doing on the year. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they're now 2-4 on the year. Tomorrow they'll travel to Lincoln to take on Lincoln Christian, and then they'll be in the Grand Island Central Catholic Holiday Tournament after the five-day moratorium, and that'll begin on the 27th. So once again, our final 77-22. It's Minden picking up the win to remain undefeated in girls basketball. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll have coverage of the boys' game between the Whippets and the Crusaders, a couple of 3-1 ball clubs. And we'll begin with the pregame coming up in about 10 minutes or so, right here on The Breeze, 94.5.